So.
Yeah,
oh, everyone wants to cheer on the
team. I guess, she
it's a catch 22.
Everyone has
okay, just Oz Nidbru Yirei Hashem Ishareyeh was the pasuk in Malachi. That there will come a time, the Navi says, that those that aren't Makabal the Dvar Hashem won't be able to talk to each other. But at the end of days, the Yirei Hashem will speak to each other, and in that conversation, even if they're from different points of view, in that conversation, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma, is that the right? Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma, Hashem will listen into the conversation and he'll write it down. L'yirei Hashem ulechoshve shmai, and he'll write it down in the record of those that are Yirei Hashem ulechoshve shmai. So what's the definition of ulechoshve shmai? Those who normally would define it as what's lechoshve shmai? Those who like are either their machshiv, his name, right? They give it importance, or the choshve shmoi, they consider. There's a lot of translations for the choshve shmoi, but the Gemara's translation is mayu lechoshve shmoi. Amar Rav Ashi afilu choshav adam lasis mitzvah v'nen nas v'loyasa mala lavakasav kilosa. Even if a person had a machshava to do a mitzvah, it's loshen machshava. I mean, they're almost Lashon Machshava. But Lashon Machshava, in other words, even if the part of the mitzvah the person did was the Machshava for the mitzvah, Choshav Adam Lasis mitzvah, v'nenas, and it doesn't work out for him at the end, v'lo asa, so he doesn't end up doing the mitzvah, ma'la l'vakas of kilo asa, Torah considers it as if he did it. In other words, you get into this book of l'choshve shmo. So l'choshve shmo is just like a person did a mitzvah. The person wanted to do a mitzvah, had a machshava to do a mitzvah, but it didn't actually actualize into a mitzvah, so it's considered malo lavakos of kilo asa. So it's a bit very similar to the sugya in Kedushin. In Kedushin Daf Mem, it says that machshava, the lashon there is like more quartz, machshava toiva mitzarfa lemaisa, right? That a machshava toiva mitzarfa lemaisa. So if a person has, means the same thing. If a person has a machshava to do a mitzvah, machshava tova, like I really want to do that mitzvah, but it doesn't necessarily work out for me, right? You really meant to help somebody out with some tzedakah, but it just didn't work out. So mitzarfa lemaisa, it's considered as if it's lemaisa. So let's be medayik for a second. What is the lashon of mitzarfa Lamaisa? What does that mean? What does mitzaref mean? What does mitzaref mean?
To combine.
So what are you combining? There is no maisa. There is no maisa. So what are you combining? I had a machshava, but I didn't have it never came lamaisa. So it should have said, like it says over here, machshava tova, it's chashav, kamaisa. Or maila lavakasav, it's considered as if it's lemaisa. What's machshava tova mitzaref lemaisa? What does it mean? What does that mean? So, I just want to say, really the whole thing I want to say here is like one important chiddush. That is that the normal way to look at things, I mean the way people normally look at things when it comes to mitzvahs or when it comes to maisim, is that you have to do a maisa mitzvah, you know, you have to, let's say you have to give tzedakah, and it's a good thing to have kavana when you give the tzedakah, to be l'shem shemayim when you give the tzedakah, so there's a machshava aspect to the lemaisa, and that's a good thing, it makes the maisa into a better maisa. In other words, maybe there's virtue to doing the mitzvah without kavana. Maybe there's virtue to doing the mitzvah, even shelo lishma, which is kind of a negative kavan, and I'm doing it for my own kavod or whatever. But its best thing is to do the mitzvah with kavana or lishma, or, you know, with kavana. So the normal way of looking at it is that when I do a mitzvah, I should have kavana in that mitzvah. That's right. I think that's the way we normally look at it. That's a normal way to look at it. But I think that that's not the right shot. I think the pshat is that every time you do something, mitzvah or otherwise, ravera, there's two halakim, there's two things that you're doing here, at least two. One of the things that you're doing is the lamaisa. You're actually doing something, right? So giving tzedakah, you're actually doing. You're giving somebody tzedakah, you're helping somebody out. That's one thing. Another thing that you're doing, which is an independent concept, it's not necessarily attached, is that you're having a machshava tova. Like, I have a machshava tova. I want to help somebody out. I have a machshava of chesed. You know, machshava is a very deep thing. So it starts, let's say, in the it starts with a feeling, and then it works its way up to a thought, and then until it comes to lemaisa. But it's not just like an algorithm that goes from machshava to maisa. Sorry, it's machshava is an independent concept. So the fact that I had a machshava tova is unto itself a mile. I think that's what the Gemara means over here. So it means that if I do something correctly, I do a mitzvah lishma. So I didn't do one thing, a mitzvah lishma. I did two things. I did a maisa, which was a good maisa, and I did also a machshava tova. Right? A machshava tova. Okay, so what happened? Nafkamina is what happens if I have a machshava without a maisa, or I have a maisa without a machshava. Are you with me here? Like that. This is a nafkamina. Like, what if they're independent concepts? There's such a thing as a machshava. Like, that's a thing. A machshava. That's a thing. Or a maisa. See, because I said last week that it could be that a maisa, a mitzvah, shalol lishma, has no value at all. So now I have. Like, what is the Gemara seems to say that you should do mitzvahs shelo lishma if you need to. Why? Because shelo lishma bo lishma. So the mashmois of the Gemara I pointed out last week. Mashmois of the Gemara is that there's no virtue to doing a mitzvah shelo lishma except for shelo lishma bo lishma. Because if there was any kind of a virtue in the mitzvah shelo lishma, so it would have said a person should do mitzvah shelo lishma if you have to, because that's also something that also has a kind of kabbalistic accomplishment, or you're building malachim, or even if you don't intend it, you know, like the Gemara says, even if somebody loses money on the street and you don't even know you lose it, and some poor person picks it up, there's a mila to it, but it doesn't say that in the Gemara. It says you should be osek in a mitzvah shelo lishma lachora for one reason, because shelo lishma Balishma, it's mash, but I think that it could be that that's not completely true, because what we see is that if machshava is one concept and maisa is another concept, so if they're independent concepts, so it could be that there's a value to machshava without maisa, and there's even a value to maisa with machshava, albeit that it's not ideal that the best kind of maisa is to have both together. Let's just give you an example. This is something I came across. There in Kedushin, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Gilyonei Hashas, his marginalia, he says as follows: Machshava Toiva Mitzarfa Lemaisa. This explains what Mitzarfa Lemaisa means. So he says as follows: He says, Od bebachrusi amarti, when I was still young, I said, Hakavana, Dimhayala de Machshava Tova. Let's say a person has a Machshava Tova. Elishinenas basias a maisa, but it just doesn't work out for him to do the maisa. Listen to this. Va'acher oisa oisa maisa. A mitzvah. But there's another person somewhere in the world, another Jew, somewhere in the world, that does that same maisa, b'li machshava tov. So here you have two people that don't know each other necessarily. One person is having great machshavas, doesn't seem to come to maisa. Another person is doing great maisa, but doesn't have any machshavas with it. So is Rabbi Yosef Engel. Kegoy chasa shalei lishma. The second guy did shalei lishma. I'll call upon him. Harei asu maisim mitzvah. So Az Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Az Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif u'machaber machshava ahu el hamaisa ahu.
Wow.
what a concept, right? You think my machshava? I guess this.
For who?
For both. I guess they both get at least a half of a thing.
That doesn't say maisim mitzarif machshava.
Machshava is mitzarev l'maisa. So it means what?
For the
machshava. The Baal Machshava is the better one. Good. So That's Geshmak. Mechaber machshava hu el hamaisa hu. Benasa mehem mitzvah shlema. Machshava b'maisa. He says that, according to this, just while I'm here, he says, Reisi b'reikeach simen reshut zayin. Ma moyo lemeis shachai noisin stoka bavurai. Like there's a thing, like when you say yisker or you have yartzeit or something, so there's an Indian to give tzedakah, you know, babur, you give tzedakah for lukavad the mace, or for the aliyas neshama of the mace, right? If it has yartzeit, it's a good time to give tzedakah. Say yisker, give tzedakah. Rabbi makes an appeal, give tzedakah. Right. The shuls love it. So what's the, like, what does it help? The rekeach says, what does it help to give tzedakah for a mace? Like, how does that work? What's the mechanics of I'm giving tzedakah for the mace? Mace not giving tzedakah. Mace is dead. So what's the pshat in giving tzedakah for the mace? Ela Hashem, loshon the rekeach. Ela Hashem boichin levavos hachayim v'amesim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is boichin the hearts of both the chayim and the mesim. It's interesting. And he says, Hashem says, "Imoisa mace, how you b'chayim, how you noisin tzedakah." If this mace would have been b'chayim right now, he would be giving this tzedakah. And he gets the credit. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that the way he understands it, according to his pshat, is that probably someplace in life, while this now deceased person was alive, probably at some point, he wanted to give some tzedakah, and it didn't work out. But this happens to me all the time. You want to give some tzedakah. A lot of times it works the other way. You want to get some tzedakah, and it doesn't work out either. but this also happens. You want to help somebody out. Not really. You sincerely want to help somebody out. And it doesn't work out. So probably a person lived their life. There's such a thing. So when the child or whoever, the son, gives some tzedakah on behalf, literally on behalf of the nifter, the pshat is that you're taking the machshava of the nifter and you're being mitzarefit to the maisa of the person who's alive. So same idea of machshava toy mitzaref lemaisa.
Yeah. Why does the person giving tzedakah have to do it with the machshava of doing it for the mace?
Well, how else are you connecting to the? Otherwise, he's doing his own tzedakah.
Well, the empty mace we need to.
No, so that's two live people. But how do you know that it works with a dead person? Apparently, as we say, the rokeach says that I could have kavana. Then here's some money in case this mace wanted to give some tzedakah at some point. So it's a way of doing. I mean, I don't. I'm just extrapolating. I don't know if what I'm saying right now is true. But l'chayra, it's not just true with tzedakah. Even though the minhag is to give tzedakah, but I presume, like, if you know somebody, you know a parent or somebody, you know that there's a lot of things that they really wanted to do and never happened, right? So they wanted to write a sefer. They wanted to finish a besechta. They wanted to. There's stuff that they wanted to do. You know, they wanted to help people. They wanted to build a building. Whatever they wanted to do. So here's an opportunity. Like, not just in Saddam.
It might be tough, but so is Eben Knaid.
Because what?
Eben Knaid.
What do you mean?
Eben Knaid. The Kiddush Eben Knaid. By moment, there's a din of Eben
Knaid. There's a din of. I don't know. Okay, I hear. So what I want to bring out is a very simple idea that. It's not just the pshat that the machshava makes the maisa. Machshava is an independent concept, and maisa is an independent concept. So it comes out according to this that even a mitzvah shelo lishma has some benefit in the sense that you're throwing a maisa out there. Somewhere there's a maisa that somebody else's machshava at least could be mashim. It could be that a daka doesn't help for the oisa maisa, but at least it helps for the maisa baksha. But there's a maisa out there. It's something that's out there. It doesn't get lost. It doesn't go into the garbage. There's a maisa out there. So there's a maisa out there. So you do it. So a mitzvah shalal this Rav Tzaddik and Divrei Seferim. It's like a slightly different take, but each one is more in his derech. Olam hazeh hu olam hamaisa. Right. This is the world of maisa. So Rav Lavi called over the day maisa. Hayom lasosim. Right. He says, what does it mean Machshava Tov Mitzdarav L'Maisa Kedushin Daf Mem. So he says, Nirali Akavona. It seems to me the pshat is, what does it mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzdarav L'Maisa Nirali Akavona LeEze Maisa Shehaya B'Loi Machshava. That, let's say, very similar, right? Let's say there was a Maisa B'Loi Machshava U'Bizman Acher. I'm sorry, U'Bizman Acher Yesh LeMachshava B'Loi Maisa. In other words, we're not transferring between people now. He's talking about it in myself, in my own life. A lot of times I had some good machshavas, never came l'maisa. Other times I had good maisim, didn't have any machshava. So now I have two things in my life that are very incomplete. I got a lot of machshavas without maisim, and a lot of maisim without machshava. It all goes into the bank. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's very beduyik in the lashon. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes some machshava that I had last week, and puts it together, marries it together with a ma'isa that I did at my bar mitzvah, right? And that machshava tov is mitzaref l'ma'isa, and boom! All of a sudden, I've got a new mitzvah. So no ma'isa ever goes to waste. It's there in a holding tank, just waiting for some machshava that doesn't happen to have a ma'isa with it to attach to it. So it's everything is happening. So. Bizman acher, it could be a different time. Yesh le machshava v'loi ma'isa. So lamala in shemayim shehu lamala me'azman, which there is no zman, makes no difference. A minute, a week, a year makes no difference. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif yachad hamachshava toiva im hamaisa toiva. Kilo hakol yachad. So one of the benefits of being Jewish is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is lamala min hazman. Zman is incidental. Who says that if once you say machshava is an independent concept, and ma'isa is an independent concept, and this, by the way, I think the only way to learn the pshat in mitzarif l'ma'isa, either Rabbi Yosef Engel or Rabbi Tzadok, it's the same thing. This works by tefillah. Like, you know, sometimes you daven, like see the old shit, people 3 minutes after they daven. I can't remember if I daven minchas or daven. it was 3 minutes ago. What don't you remember? Don't remember. meaningful davening. So you know, there's this idea of being, I'm davening like it. Daven mincha. I'm an automatic pilot. I think I was saying here, like an unbelievable. I was on the plane next to a guy this last time. And there's a lot of lashon hara about taking Ambien these days. So you take Ambien and you sleepwalk and do things in their sleep. And so this was one of my balabatim from America. He was sitting next to me. I had the great schus. He was sitting next to me, and he was sound asleep. I wasn't. And he popped up in the middle of the plane ride. Everything was dark, and this was just popped up. And he took the blue blanket that everybody has this blue blanket. Pops up. He stands up. He does a whole atifa with this blue thing, and he around this and that. He stands up, struggles for about 2 minutes, sat down, went back to sleep. and it looked just like Shul. It was like, and I asked him in the morning, I said, do you remember, you got up? No recollection at all, so I don't know, on the one hand, I was Darshan Latoyev, some people get up in the middle of the night, they talk lashon hara, so he gets up in the middle of the night, he thought it was davening. But it was, so that's probably qualifies as is that a ma'isa without a machshava, or a machshava without a ma'isa? I don't know what that is, but Eppes felt, something missing in this thing. It wasn't really a talus, it wasn't really a tefillah, but it wasn't, so everything, but nothing gets lost. That's the pshat, nothing gets lost, you have... That machshava, I think it's a machshava. That machshava, that deep down machshava, at some point, so people daven, so there's no machshava, very common. But there's another idea. Sometimes you have the machshava of tefillah without the ma'isa of tefillah. That's also true. I'm really calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me. I'm not actually davening in the takonis chachamim or a person in a crazy situation, you can't daven mincha. You can daven in a machshava. So that machshava and the ma'isa, even a tefillah, can come together. Okay, so let's just, that's the yisayid, tzaddik's yisayid, Rabbi Yosef Engel's yisayid, ulechay shvei shmai, and that's the pshat mitzarif ul ma'isa. So let me just tell you the Gemara says a similar concept but a little bit different. Gemara says Hirhure Avera Kashim Avera. So let's define this for a moment. Hirhure Avera means if a person fantasizes about an Avera, you lust in your heart. Don't do anything. Don't do anything wrong. Just there's no Maisa. It's your Hure Avera. It's in my head. Fantasizing about, like, murdering a person that you really hate or other things. So, to tell you, you look at somebody, they got a certain smile on their face. They're thinking about it. Like, so, your Hure Avera, right? So the Gemara says, like, what is that? Like, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with Hirhure Averu? Like, what kind of a din does Hirhure Averu have? So before you, like, read the next two words, you say, well, you know, we already know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with that, because the Gemara says in Kedushin that just like Machshava Tov is Mitzarif Lemaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif Lemaisa is Machshava Ra. A person wants to do, in other words, this whole mechanism that we're talking about, right, doesn't work by Averis. So it's not like, well, one time you wanted to do it Avera, but you never got to do it. The other time you did it, but you didn't mean to do it, so Kadosh Baruch Hu marries them together. No, it doesn't work. Machshava Ra, lo Mitzarif Lemaisa. This only works, thank God, on the good side of Machshava Tov Mitzarif Lemaisa. So we already know what's the deal with Hirhure Avera. L'chayrut doesn't mean anything unto itself, because Machshava Ra lo Mitzarif Lemaisa. Comes to the Gemara and says, you know, like sort of an opposite idea, that Hirhure Avera Kashin Me Avera. It's even worse than doing an Avera. Rashi says, if I'm not mistaken, because you tend to do tshuva on real Averas, if you're an Erlefid, you're going to do tshuva. And Hirhure Avera is like, you know, just the, you fantasize, you don't really do tshuva on those. And you have in the Al-Chaits, you know, there are many Al-Chaits. I think I counted one, six or seven Al-Chaits, which have to do with the Averas that you do in your heart. I'm not talking about Avodah Zarah, or just, you know, so how do you solve the contradiction between Machshava Ra Lo Mitzarif Lemaisa and Hirhure Avera Kasha Be Avera? Good kasha, no? Like, how do you solve that? So the Marsha says, just think it's a mind-boggling yisod, but it works with what we're learning here today. The Barshas says as follows, that Hirhure Avera is one person, Kashame Avera is another person. Not necessarily talking about one person. In other words, let's take two scenarios. Let's say somebody wakes up in the morning in a rebellious mood and says, I've had it with Yiddishkeit, I've had it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm angry at Hashem, and I'm going to eat treif today. So he inquires, where do you buy treif food? That's the treif butcher, gets on the bus, goes to the treif butcher, walks in there, give me some treif. And buys treif, takes it home, like big rebellion, I'm going to do it, I don't care, takes the treif home, throws it on the barbecue, and has it for dinner. And little does that person know that punk that day, right, the treif butcher ran out of meat and ran down to the kosher butcher and bought some meat, and what he was eating was, he was fooled. He thought he's eating treif, right? So it's the case of the Gemara, right? He wanted to take basar chazir, well, be other something kosher, right? So here you have this person who wanted to do an avera. It's worse than that. Actually did a maisa. Wasn't just fantasizing, right? Actually did a maisa, but in reality didn't do anything. Didn't eat any treif. They kosher. Person A. Scenario B is what happens in the opposite case. Person is so machmer to go only to a certain butcher and to a certain shchita and a certain type of trevering and a certain kind of a person, and very, very medactic, and travels across the city. And the guy is a Russia, and ran out of meat and just probably a more common scenario than the first scenario, and ran to the treifa butcher to be mashlim his sales, and was selling treif that day. So here's the person thinking that they're eating, like, you know, brisker shchita and beis yosef this and this that, and eating treif. Person comes home, makes a bracha with kavana, eating treif. So here you have person A who thinks they're eating treif, but they're really eating kosher. You have person B who's sure they're eating kosher, but they're really eating treif. So, says the Marsha, who's the better man? Who's in worse shape and who's in better shape? Well, Mitzad Echad, person A didn't do anything wrong. It's just on his head. Mitzad Sheni, the head is bad, right? And the other person had all the right kavanas, but Lamaisa ate treif, ingested treif. It's treif in their system. So says the Barsha, that's what the Gemara means when it says, Hirhure Aveira, Kashin Me Aveira. That the one with the Hirhure Aveira is a worse person than the person who actually did the Aveira itself. So, tremendous Chiddush of the Pshat. I don't know if anybody else, including the Rishonim, live like that, but that's how the Barsha learns the Pshat that Gemara. The person who does the Hirhure Aveira is it Kashin, that's a worse transgression than the person who actually did an Aveira. Why? Because so you have to understand the same concept, that every time I would do Chas V'Shalom an Aveira, there's two chalakim to it. One chalak is the chalak of the machshava, and one chalak is the chalak of the maisa. So now we have the question, okay, we've established that there's two parts to it. It's not just the one is giving koach to the other. There's two parts, taka two parts. This is machshava and maisa. Which is the more important part? So the Marsha takes us to a next step. Which is the juicier part? Which is the part that has to do with being a good Jew? So of course, ideally, you have to have both. You want to have a good machshava and you want to eat kosher meat too. But if the choice is in front of us, so the machshava aspect of the person seems to be a stronger aspect even than the maisa. Again, you know, it's not ideal and it's extremely b'dieved, it's not vera, and there's probably timtum alev and all kinds of issues. But if you have to compare the two parts of every maisa and say which is the more important or which is the stronger part of it, so it's the machshava part, not the maisa part. So think about what it means in real terms. You know, what it means, like, if the Gemara says, or Tzadik brings all the time, that, interesting, the same word, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs. What's the lesson of Chazal? What's the first part though? La nitna mitzvah labriyos. So the pshat is that the mitzvahs have a purpose, right? So they do have a purpose. And the purpose is to perfect the human being, the neshama, to make us into better people. So what is the... Certainly the maisa has an effect on a person, and certainly the machshava has an effect on a person, and a maisa with a machshava has a profound effect on the perfecting of the person. But this is the chiddush of the Marsha, that if there's that the machshava has a more profound effect in terms of the doing the Ratzon Hashem and becoming a better person, and the machshava has a very, very deep effect. It could be like here's maybe a little bit of a controversial thing. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Gedola Avera Lishma Mi Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. So what's an Avera Lishma? So the Avera Lishma. So the Gemara gives an example of Yael. So Yael was a woman that Sisera was having a war with the Jews, and she wanted to weaken the enemy. So she went and she seduced Sisera, who was the non-Jewish general, sinned with him, and thereby weakened him and killed him, and that demoralized the entire enemy army, and the Jews won the war. Okay, so what do we do with this lady, right? So she went into his tent and she seduced him. She didn't do like the tzniyas thing, but at the same time, she won the war for the Jewish people. So that was called aver lishma. The Gemara says that when Devorah, the Nevi'ah, who was at that time, sang her shira, she says gedolah minashim tevarech, that she, this Yael, Eishes Hakedi, was as great as Sarah Rivka Rachel Valeya and what she did. Nashim Ba'al Tavarach. So Gadol Avera Lishma Mi Mitzvah Shelo Lishma. So what's the compare? Why compare the two? Gadol Avera Lishma. So the Gemara could say a Chiddush that there's such a thing as an Avera Lishma. That's all. Like, well, you say it's like a mitzvah, it's also something. What's a funny kind of an equation? Gedola aver lishma, be mitzvah shelo lishma. What about for mitzvah lishma? Like, how does, where does it fit in? Where does it fit in exactly? Yeah.
What about the spies? Not special. Wasn't that aver lishma? That wasn't.
If it was lishma, the question is what's lishma?
Oh.
So a lot of things that are like an Avera Lishma, like Esther was that Avera Lishma, you know. The Gemara says different words for it. Maybe they had a did of Avera Lishma, you know. She wanted to save the Jewish people. Erin Achashverosh. The Gaon says, by the way, the Vilna Gaon says in the back of the Siddur, he says that Bezman Hazeh, there's no such thing as an Avera Lishma. So we lost that option. but the concept is certainly around. There's a concept of an Avera Lishma. There's many of them. The Vilna Gaon says that Yaakov married two sisters. He was, Yaakov Avinu was, kept the whole Torah. So why did he marry two sisters? So he says, because he saw Baruch HaKodesh that in order to have the 12 Shvatim, he has to marry two sisters. But the Torah says not. So the Gaon says that's an example of Aver Lishma. That's an example of Aver Lishma. So Vilna Gaon's example of Aver Lishma.
He didn't have the Torah then. It was impossible.
But he kept the Torah. The Gemara says before, so Yaakov was Mekayim the whole Torah.
He wasn't
Chayim, but he did it. He knew it, Beruach HaKodesh.
He says not to keep a mitzvah. How's that an Aveira? It's not an Aveira. Okay, it's not a Midas Hasid, it's not an Aveira.
It was against what he took upon himself, right? So that makes it somewhat of an Aver. Okay, that's another teretz. But the Vilna Gaon's teretz is that it's an Aver Lishma. So let's learn it this way. That if you talk about an Aver Lishma, what are we talking about? Bad action, good thought. You talk about a mitzvah shelo lishma, what are we talking about? Good action, bad thought. What's a mitzvah lishma? Good action, good thought. Avera shelo lishma, bad action, bad thought. Loser, winner. But you got these in between cases of very interesting, like avera lishma. My kavana is good, but my action is bad. I'm doing a bad thing, but my kavana is good. And now I have a mitzvah shelo lishma where I did a good thing. I look very erlich. I look very religious, right? But my kavanah is wrong in the whole business. My kavanah is wrong. Even negative. It's like even negative. So now, this is probably what the Gemara means. I think that this is what the Gemara means. That if we had to compare, the two things to compare has nothing to do with mitzvah lishma or aver shelo lishma. The two things to compare is maisa and machshava. In other words, being that we know what you cite, that there's two parts to every action that we do. There's the maisa part and the machshava part. So now the Gemara says, let's make a comparison. Let's analyze aver lishma. So here you've got good machshava, mitzvah shelo lishma. Here you have good maisa. How do the two rate with each other? So comes the Gemara and says a chiddush that gedola aver lishma the mitzvah shelo lishma. If you have to make a choice between machshava tova and maisa tova, so that the machshava tova comes out even is even stronger than the maisa tova, which is the same as the marsha understands the gemara of hirhure avera kashim avera, except in the opposite angle, right? In other words, there you're talking about machshava ra and maisa ra. Here you're talking about machshava tov and maisa tov. Same difference, because once you divide, chiddush of the day is you got to divide and say I have two things, machshava tova and I have a maisa tov, or machshava ra and a maisa tov, whatever combination you want to have, but you have a machshava and a maisa. So besides what we learned, Rabbi Yosef Engel or Tzaddik, that they could be mitzarif to each other, but in the two concepts, the machshava becomes the stronger of the two concepts. Ad kedei kach that we can say gedola averi lishma, in mitzvah shelo lishma. Maskim?
It says the same sort by shuva me'av. It's even a bigger fish.
The what?
That you could fix up, make the avera later on. You can turn it into a mitzvah. To a mitzvah.
So how does that work?
It says it's like an avera lishma. So it says
like a very that's like so rhapsodic.
Turn
into a very in other words, I do it avera. Let's work on that for a second. I do it avera, and I do tshuva biyava, adi avera. So it came out that the avera somehow brought me to do the mitzvah.
Right, that's all the tshuva. Comes
right, but somehow like becomes a stepping stone for the mitzvah. So it comes out that in itself becomes a mitzvah.
This is not the yod for the machshava. The midamet is avera lo lishma. It's a bigger chiddush than a very
low. So now let me say this. I'm just drawing out a theory. Everybody like wants to know this big stira of bechira and yediyah. Do I really have free choice if Hashem knows the outcome? Everybody, Rambam and the Ravid and the Sefer Ikrim and the Rishonim and Acharonim. But I know the answer. Everybody's lefalpel of this, and it's very difficult to get an adequate. I once wrote, I wrote a kuntris of Mar Makomas that discuss this question. And the reason I did that is because years ago when I was in Australia, so somebody told me that a non-from person who was very smart told me that he thinks that if you really analyze it, the reason why intelligent people aren't from is because of this contradiction. I'm not sure if that's true or not. But well, what he was saying is nobody thinks about it. Consider this: nobody thinks about it in those terms. But what it comes down to is, if what it comes down to is the way he, if I remember correctly, is that if it's true that everything is going to happen the way it's going to happen anyway, so what's the difference what I decide? It's just totally irrelevant, so I may as well just have a good time. In other words, like that was his. So to say, people, don't fall asleep now. anyways, this is a big issue, But just the following occurred to me yesterday. I'm not sure. I haven't totally thought this through, but it occurred to me that if the main thing is the outcome, and I have to make a choice, make the right decisions to achieve a certain outcome, so then it's a big kasha, whatever I choose, the outcome is going to be a different outcome anyway, or not necessarily, it's going to be whatever Akadosh wants the outcome to be, which was predestined even before I got involved with my decision. So if my decision is not affecting the outcome, so what's the point of my decision? What's the point of telling me that I have free choice? If the free choice, I don't really have free choice, because the outcome is whatever the Ratzon Hashem is. Do I really have free choice? But that's only that. It seems to me that kasha is only a kasha if you attach, if you make this undetachable connection between the decision and the outcome. But the emesis, they're not necessarily connected at all. So it could be, again, I'm positing a chiddush here, my whole kuntris, nobody says this, but it could be that the the fact that I make a good decision, right? If I make a good decision, and I'm free to make a good decision, I have bechir chashis, I'm free to make a good decision, it really doesn't, it's a good decision, that's a concept, that's an independent concept. It makes no difference what happens at the end. My decision stands. So let's say a Kadosh Baruch Hu wills differently, and my decision never actualizes.
But it's a meisim, the bechir itself is a meisim.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So the kasha goes in the tchum of bechir, then forget the meisim. Meisim knows my machshavas. How do my machshavas? So how do you know?
In other words, but I'm free. So good. Why? I'm free. I made a good decision.
Well, let's say we're all malachim with free choice. Do you have the same kasha?
One second. What I'm saying is that in the Olam of Machshava, there's an Uftar, independent of the Olam of Asiyah. So it's a separate issue, independent of the whole world. It makes no difference what's going to happen. What I'm saying is, even look at it on a more earthly level. I make the right decision. I'm just as a Moshe. I'm saying I make the right decision. The challenge comes to my home, and I make the right decision. But the right decision didn't help. It didn't work out right, or it didn't help, or whatever. Find your own metaphor. It could be that 20 years later, or 30 years later, my kids will be faced with making a decision. They'll say, "This is the decision I saw my parents make, 20 years ago. This is how they thought about it." And for them, it will work out. So it comes out that my good decision, as you say, my good decision had an accomplishment unto itself. So the Bacharta Bachayim doesn't necessarily, it's not connected. We're in a separate world. We're in a world of Machshava, not in the world of Maisa. So I just, it seems that...
Takes the Kasha out of the realm of Maisa, but
that's right.
It doesn't take it out of the realm of Machshava.
Why?
Because Rova knows my Machshavas.
No, but that's not the Kasha.
Am I going to get Schach from the Machshava Teva? Vadik.
Yeah.
And Schach from the Maisa. I can get Schach, Rishon knows it. It's predetermined. The Machshava itself is predetermined.
How do you know?
Because the Rishon...
How do you know?
The same Kasha which...
I don't know if it's the same Kasha.
Which gave birth to the classic case of Bechira and Yediyah.
I'm not sure if it's true, because predestination only has to do with the world of Asiyah, because there's a chiddush of bechira chashus. So the only thing is our bechira. Here's the kasha, the way I understand it, that our bechira can't affect the way things come out in this world anyway. So because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has his plan.
Malachi also has bechira chashus, but he doesn't have gates of horror.
So he doesn't have bechira chashus.
No, he does. He can make a toast. That's why Malachi can make a toast. Son made a toast.
I don't know. All I'm saying is that the kasha, as I understand it, is. The kasha I understand it is that certainly my bechira l'ra, let's say, is not going to make somebody die who shouldn't die. That's the way I understand it. Right? Just because I choose to kill somebody doesn't mean that person is going to die. It's got to be basher that the person is going to die. Okay, but that doesn't. So the person won't die. So what happens with my machshava? I made a bad decision. I was poygame. That's all I'm saying. I was poygame in the Indian of machshava. I don't. Maybe you're right. Maybe it doesn't answer the full.
Takes off the kasha.
Takes off one half of the kasha. Yeah, it takes off at least half the kasha. But the chiddush. The point I'm saying is that the machshava is a concept unto itself, and that's what you lachosh v'shma is a concept unto itself. So the Busser Haskell in the whole thing is that I think the hakdama of the hakdama of the chayvus halvavos is that. Is exactly this nekuda. I never understood it. I read the Hakdama a few times, but it's exactly this nekuda. There's such a thing as chovos halvavos. In other words, even though what we always like to say is that that Judaism doesn't have a dogma, or it doesn't, we're real lamaisa people. It's not what you think; it's just what you do. It's not true. Not only do you have to have these three steps. Not only does a maisa need machshava and kavana and lishma, but not only that, but the machshava unto itself, even if without a maisa, has a value, and not only that, it's got a bigger value than the maisa. So when you talk about comes out, it's hurayaver kashavaver daylaver lishma mitzvah shloim lishma. So when you talk about the Judaism is action only. It's completely not true. So a person can tuv more, let's say, with tefillah sometimes, than with Maisa. Not anti-Maisa. I'm just saying that the Avodas HaLevavos that you do has.
We use this concept of Maisa, Erev Yom Kippur, Tefillah Zakot. Says the Yevrot and his followers, all the Tefillahs I daven during the year without Kavanah,
all those Tefillahs, well, that's exactly what we say, right? You're really saying this. All those tools, yeah, Mamish, exactly. This is the scripture. Okay.
That's how you order my stuff.
I just want to ask, is the reason why we hold it, Yishkai is such a nice religion, because of Christians always have
for sure religion. It's a reaction, so right. You know, it's a reaction that Maisa, in other words, the Christians came up with Habgul at this Kiddush that Lamaisa makes no difference
what you do,
Lamaisa makes no difference. Yeah, in other words, you know, we're so worried about, you know, the New Testament is full, what are you so worried about, the thickness of your straps of your tefillin, you know you should worry about what's in your heart, what are you so worried about, whether this is in the middle, you know, worry about what's in your mind. So because of that, what do we say? No, the main thing is the tefillin. Of course, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that we're worried about both. That's that we're worried about the lebaisa. Just because you're worried about lebaisa, you know, a person is medaktik mitzvahs, it doesn't mean that you're not worried about the machshava. The idea is to do things right. So you get the right lebaisa and you get the right machshava. Two things to
take the knife.